Well, we know it was a very busy weekend for SIP with all the writing from the portal. We'll get to more of the additions on that at 7 o'clock. There is an addition, though. Finally, SIP to Nebraska's defensive line. A coach has been found at defensive line.
Yeah, let me get to this.
The name is Corey Brown from Miami of Ohio. Has ties with Rob Arch, Nebraska's DC, from South Dakota, the Coyotes, back in 2021. They worked together.
Yeah, this all happened,
yesterday.
Yeah, Sean Callahan, I don't mind saying, broke this story yesterday morning, Sunday morning. I don't know how it bubbled to the surface, but it did. You say you worked with Rob Orge at South Dakota once upon a time, right?
Years ago, 2021, 5 years ago.
He is accomplished, is Corey Brown. He also played defensive tackle at Iowa. That's something to note, from 95 to 99 under both Hayden Fry and Kirk Ferentz. So what's going to happen here? What you got, Jake, is your defensive staff, I think, set now. Roy Manning will coach the edges. Okay?
Okay.
Roy Manning.
Via San Diego State?
Yeah. And some other places like Oklahoma.
He came directly from
he's another Rob Orich guy. So he'll coach the edges. And Corey Brown will coach just the interior guys. Which, by the way, I don't know what Bill chime in here. I like that. I don't know why I like it. I just like having one coach for those two guys in the 4-2-5. Then it's Addison Williams, who was guaranteed a spot. He'll coach the secondary with Phil Snow. And Dvorak apparently is going to continue to coach the linebackers. So it's set. I don't think there would be any other change. I don't think there will be any other changes. I don't know that for sure, but I don't think. So there you go. Corey Brown. Bill, you're familiar with him.
What's that?
Corey Brown.
I know Corey. Yes, I do know
really?
Corey. Yeah.
Were you with him at Rutgers by any chance?
What's that? We crossed paths, and we've always stayed in touch a little bit.
I didn't know you knew him. Breaker.
I kind of went back to look, and when I saw he got announced, I think you told me there had been an announcement. So I looked it up, and I went back through my phone, and I didn't have his number, so I wanted to shoot him a quick text. I didn't have it. So, Corey, if you're listening to the show.
Yeah, well, I assumed he was a breaker.
He's probably a breaker, I'd imagine.
Hey, Corey, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Corey. Thank you.
Welcome to Lincoln.
Welcome to Lincoln. I'd love to talk to you.
You want to give him your number?
Yeah, not give him that right there.
A little over the air action.
Give him yours.
Anyway, yeah. Corey Brown. Takes care of that. Everybody was talking about they can't get a D lineman because they don't have a D line coach. You address that. You don't think that was a huge factor in anything?
I don't. I don't think it was a huge factor. I don't think the reason that they just got the junior college D lineman was because of this.
No, it wasn't.
That was up and going.
Right.
So, but it's still good to have things in place. Obviously, back in the day, a little bit more when it was just we went back to 1991. A little bit more, who's coaching me, what's the plan. Now it's kind of like, okay, what's the contract, what's going on, where are we at with all this stuff. So
with the NIL.
It's a little bit different. Coaching still matters. I mean, to the most ridiculous point, you can look at right now, just look at this, at the staffs of the guys right now and what's going on in college football and say, like, yeah, coaching matters.
Mm-hmm.
So having a good assistance at every spot is your key to success. Corey's a great dude, so it's a good hire. I have not talked to him for a while.
So there you go there.
The question would be, though, will he bring any guys? So we have the portal's open until Friday. Now, because it wasn't his get on this the JUCO guy. We'll get to it at 7 o'clock. But in terms of, could he bring some guys from Miami of Ohio with him with
I don't know.
A week to go now in the portal?
I don't know if there's anybody there or not. It's not a, it's not, you can see that it's not a given that that'll happen. Like Jeep Wade hasn't bought anybody from Georgia Tech over.
Yeah, and I just saw that, and I don't know if he was.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Don't know if he was pursued or not, but I just saw that their center, who is a true sophomore.
Georgia Tech?
Georgia Tech center went to Arizona State.
Oh.
And so must be fairly decent, right? Must be a fairly decent.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Player,
sure. Yeah, he went to Arizona State.
Yeah, so I didn't know if Nebraska was pursuing him or not. Maybe they didn't have any need for it.
Well, if Justin Evans is their guy, you know how this goes. You almost got to qualify everything. I don't think Justin Evans is going anywhere. He would be their guy next year. But anyway, it's possible Corey Brown could bring somebody. I haven't even looked to see if what they got. There's a lot going on yesterday. Yesterday was
madness.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot. There's a lot of work, you know.
Were you grinding yesterday?
Grinding away. Unbelievable.
I mean, Kalen happened. You know, Kalen happened Saturday. Daniel Kalen's coming back. Where were we on the rundown?
That's 7 o'clock. It's a tease. It's fine.
You teased it.
Yeah, there's – well, I'll just say this. Right now, Bill always wonders this. They have 13 guys from the portal plus the junior college player from Iowa Western. So that's 14. So their roster's at about 113.
Gotcha.
That's what that's where they're at. Now, I imagine – okay, so 13 guys from the portal right now. Okay, 13 guys from the portal. This is a dead period because of the coaches' convention. There's a coaches' convention in Carolina. I imagine that's in, Charlotte probably?
Probably. I think it's been there once before. I'm pretty sure I've been to Charlotte for a convention. But usually they're a lot of fun to go to.
This won't blow the 7 o'clock segment, Jake. Huh. It's the coaches' convention. So no visitors now for 3 days.
Okay.
It'll slow down. Like the reporting, everything going on will slow down significantly the next 3 days. Now, what's going to happen, though, is it'll, you know, then the dead period ends, and I imagine there'll be another wave of visitors. So what I wonder, and nobody can answer this question, Nebraska has 13 guys from the portal. Well, how high will that number go? How many more visitors will there be? Will they go to 20?
My question is, everyone still has some sort of a – I know that it was said by Coach Rule that we have enough money to get whoever we want. He did say that. And so there's still probably – I mean, when we look at the roster, I mean, it's a lot of money ball. I don't see where some people are like going, okay, if we're going to get Levitt, it's going to be $7 million. Mm-hmm. I don't see a $7 million guy on the roster.
No.
So it means they're probably money available, which means you just spread it around. Just keep my point is keep taking.
Yeah.
If there's people available, there wouldn't be like going, well, we want to cap it at this, but like, don't cap it at anything. Just nice. if we have money available for a D lineman, for a DN, for a backup long snap, whatever it is, just do it. And well, so that's kind of what I would look at right now, that I don't think that they're like, well, we're just kind of done.
No, and I don't think there's any big money out there, big money guys out there that you'd get right now. Yeah. There's also a lot of guys, as we said, going into the portal, then coming back out. McGahee is back. I mean,
he is.
Yeah. Yeah. Willis McGahee went into the portal, surprised the heck out of me that he jumped back in. He'll play for Nebraska next year. I was not anticipating that. I don't know how that works. Bill, you're smarter than me with personnel. I suppose, is he just still an edge guy? I don't know what.
Yeah.
They won't really have a jack linebacker in this new defense.
I didn't really deal a whole lot with the in and out. I dealt with NIL and the portal stuff getting going. But I didn't deal, and when I was not coaching this has been a big deal the last 2 years.
The in and out.
I'm going in. I'm back.
Nope. That's happening a lot. Yeah. Dylan Parrott.
Yeah. Yeah.
D lineman, senior D lineman went in.
He's back.
He came back out.
Yeah.
Larry Tarver in and out.
Right now, I'd say if I'm those guys, I'm very thankful. They should be very thankful.
They're allowed to come back.
They're allowed to come back. Because I think what they found out real fast was there's not much interest.
Not a lot of takers.
No, there was not a lot of takers. It wasn't like, okay, he went in. Oh, wow. And there's some that go in that shouldn't get an incredible
attention
and they do, but that, I would imagine I doubt it was one of those things where he went in had 10 offers for a large sum, and then I decided to come back.
There's probably some other guys I'm missing that went in and went out, but those. Oh no, yeah, Braylon Prude. Braylon Prude, a safety from that Houston area, went in and now he's back.
Yeah,
Braylon Prude, Larry Tarver, Parrott, McGahee are the guys. So 99 players on the roster. Add 13, 14. That's where you're at right now.
My advice to parents would be: I'd be hang on. Just
what?
You just stay right there. And you hang on like grim death for that scholarship or whatever NIL you have. Because all of a sudden, the number of people that have done the opposite and all of a sudden have found themselves completely out. It's like, okay, did you have to leave? No, I just thought I was going to check some things out. Where'd you end up at? I didn't end up anywhere. That's it. So, yeah.
Holy cross.
Yeah. Just be real patient.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills and Song of the Day next on Early Break in the Ticket.